Can I ask why you stare at my hair so much? I end my question with a slight laugh so he doesn't think I'm offended or upset. He averts his gaze to the side and shakes his head. It's nothing. Is there something in my hair? I smooth it with both hands. No. He meets my eyes, and a sadness ghosts along his face. Well, your hair reminds me of someone, that's all. Sorry, I'm not trying to make you feel uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm not really uncomfortable.
Totally uncomfortable.
You remind me of someone too, I say.
Oh, who's that?
Jamie Fraser, my Outlander crush. Just this guy. He's not from around here. He's actually from Scotland.
Nathaniel nods. Do you need help with anything else?
Nope, I've got it.
He glances at my foot for a few seconds. Let me rephrase. Is there anything left in the back of your vehicle?
Just a few bags and boxes. Gabe and I can get them. You've done enough.
Dad, can you help? There's a really heavy box.
Morgan yells from the bottom of the stairs. He smirks. Unpack your stuff. Rest your ankle. I've got this.
I deflate. I'm sorry. We should have had the moving company haul everything, but the bulk of my things are in storage and we're selling the larger items that belonged to my brother and his wife. I just wasn't thinking about my ankle.
No apologies, he murmurs as he passes me to head back down the stairs.
Blowing out a long breath, I open my suitcase and start unpacking my clothes, pausing when I see the soft silk.
You're not here,
I whisper, closing my eyes and hugging a white lace and silk nightie to my chest. I will never wear this nightie. It should go in the trash, not traveling everywhere with me, but I can't let it go. I can't let him go. Not yet. Running my hands over the delicate material, I mold it to the curves of my breasts, imagining what I would have looked like wearing it, imagining the look on his face. The sandpaper of a deep voice causes me to jump, and my eyes fly open.
Where do you want this box?
Nathaniel asks, eyeing the sexy lingerie pressed to my body over my white tank top. I wad up the nightie and shove it in the pocket of my pants. Yes, my pants. There are dresser drawers and a suitcase where I could hide it, where it wouldn't seem like a big deal. Nope, I shove it into my pocket where it doesn't completely fit, leaving one of the spaghetti straps hanging out in plain sight. Whoever said you can't be single, in your 40s, and completely awesome at the same time? Well, they were right.